have no right to walk through the field. That's because walking through a field ruins the field. Mishum the kosh of davsha. The more you trot over a field, you ruin the field. The field is supposed to be planting, plowing, not for trotting over it. But to walk through a house, what's the big spiel? A house is meant to walk through. So maybe there, since you own the bor and the dus, maybe you'd have a right to walk through the house also. Kamash malon. That's where I need the two mishnayos in. So again, maybe it's not the machlekes all over Shas, whether the bayin yof or bayin ra, maybe it's a special machlekes only over here, whether the meicher went out with his taino, he doesn't want to have to fly to the bor, or does lakech went out, he doesn't want somebody trotting through his fields. So again, you have no proof. So Mar says, true, but elam ei seifa. I'll bring a proof from the seifa. It says again in the next mishnah over there, it says also the same seifa like us. What's going to be mochol liyachar? Let's say when you have your field, you only sell the bor, or you only sell the shayvich, or you only sell the gas to somebody else. Since you sold to somebody else the gas, the vine vat, you for sure also gave him the right to walk through your field to get there. He doesn't have to buy the rights to the field. That yes, the one that buys the vat has to also buy separately the right to use the path to go through the field. So the question is, Hasul Amali, why do we have to have the sefer over there a second time? We learned it already, Hainuach. That's the sefer of our mission over here, about Abayis. So why does it repeat itself later? El Allah, since it repeats itself, isn't it coming to teach us that Hok Kamashmalan, it's saying it over to teach us another Kiddush, that the Rabbi Kivas of our Moicher B'Yayin Yofem Moicher, Rabbi Kiva svar is not stam that the moicher lokech has a taino. I don't want somebody walking through my field. No, Rabbi Kiva svar is like the svar all over that when you sell something, the seller gives it away b'yayin yofa. He gives away as much as possible. Rabbon and savri moicher b'yayin ram moicher shemamina. That's a good proof. And if you're not going to say that's the machlokes, so it's an extra mishnah later. Why does it have to repeat itself again over there to say that, you know, also if you sell to somebody else, the machlekes again, whether you have a right to use it or not? So the extra time is learning to teach us that the machlekes and are not stam svaras over here, whether you go boss to the tain or the meicher or the tain of the lokeach, but rather to svar all over, for the key holds when you sell something, you sell it b'yayin yofa with a good eye as much as possible is included. And it's like a chum, it's the opposite. It's b'yayin ra meicher, leave over for yourself as much as possible. Itma, we learned. Rav hu nirama rav halacha kedivrei chachamim. We pass like the chachamim that when you sell something, you sell it b'yayin ra. You only sell what you said you're selling him. So I'm selling you my bor, I'm selling you the dus, so that's all I'm selling you. But the rights to walk through to get there, that I'm not giving you. Halacha kedivrei chachamim. That the moicha gives it away b'yayin ra. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Ramah Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Kiva. No, he passes on like Rabbi Kiva. When the moicher sells something in Astam, we say when he meant to sell the boar, included in that sale is the right to get there. He also sold him the path to get to the boar. Oh, Malay Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. The Rav Huna, I was in him sometimes. Sagiyim, when we're walking. We say kindly, the Rav, you said over the name of Rav. Hilchos like Rabbi Akiva. Is it over? Look, it's like Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. Here's a kasha of Huna. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba is asking Rav Huna that sometimes we're walking and we said over look, it's Rabbi Akiva. Lo yom aliv lo midi, you didn't say anything back. Mashmi you am asking that the look is like Rabbi Akiva, that the moicha sells b'yayin yofa. So how come you, Rav Huna, just paskin halacha k'divrei chachamim? Or Malay said back to him, heichi tenisa, how did you learn? Omalei ipcha tenin, you learned just the opposite. But you learned the machlokes just the opposite way. Mishum hochi liyom lechov lemidi. That's why I didn't say anything back to you. In other words, you said halacha k'divrei Rabbi Akiva, but you learned shan Rabbi Akiva that he holds b'yayin ra humeicher. There's no machlokes. I'm just saying halacha k'divrei chachamim because I learned the machlokes like we learned it. That Rabbi Akiva holds b'yayin yofa humeicher, and the chama the one that says b'yayin ra, you sell as least as possible. Therefore, when Rabbi Yirmiyah, when Rav Huna heard that the name of Rav, also that La Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva, for they learned Shan Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds the Moicher B'Yayin Rahu Moicher, he kept quiet, because the Maish is the same thing, that the psak is, when the moicha sells, he sells as least as possible. He sells it the yayin ra moicha. And therefore the rights to the field is still over by the moicha still has the rights. Oh, Malay Ravina Ravashi, Lay Mahazul Tamai, listen, they go according to their own time. The Yomar of Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Hoach and Shechokel, if two brothers divided up the Yerusha they got from the father, Hoachim Shechokel, they both divided up. So, Ein Lehem, Loiderech Ze Azeh, they have no right to walk through one another property to get to their property, for Loi Sulamit, they have no right to put ladders upon one another walls, Zeal Zeh. For Loi Chaloinoi Zeal Zeh, they have no right to open up windows one against the other. For Loi Amas Hamayim Zeal Zeh, they have no right to use the water one over the other. As Bam explains, means Achen Shachoku, means Shneyen Moichim Zeal Zeh. Alright, turn over. Again, so here the halacha again is the word that Achim, again, the Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Achim Shecholku, Enom Loderech Zeal Zeh. The Rambam explains, Achim Shecholku means Shneya Moichim Zeh Zeh. Achim, two brothers of Taras Yerusha, wield like Ein Brera, and therefore when they divide up, it's called each one is selling one to the other. So like a regular sale, therefore Ein Lam Derech Zeal Zeh. Im Cholkoi Shnei Sodeis. Echo Noto Chitzon, Yecho Noto, if one got the inside, one got the outside. The one that has the inside field can only get to it by walking through the outside field. Is the inside one does not have automatically the right to walk through. Why? When I sold it completely. It didn't leave off anything for yourself. When the inside one sold to the inside, he sold the bain yofa meichaloi. Kol asada. The aderach l'shayin liyatsa mechiru zulklum. Bain the shmula time at the poster krev akiva. The meicha b'yayin yofa meicha. And he sells it with a good eye. Legabe panimi, shayach l'meimer ayin yofa. Then it says also, they don't have v'loi chaloinas, k'vam aforsh and perigrishan. That's a regular sale here, and therefore one cannot use the other one's property anymore. You can't like put your the ladders. You can't open up windows one another. That if you have a window opened up and I want to build up a wall right next to it, I have a right to. You have no right to stop me. I mean, there's no tightness of windows one against the other. It's like we're starting over fresh now. It's like a new sale. Yeah, and he says also the zero behen. Be careful about things. Shalochas kavua sein. That means Klarshan says klayim shalocha kein. That's halacha. So this is also the halacha that we hold. The moicha sells the ayin yofa. Rav Amram says no, the opposite. Yesh lehem. They have a right to one another because Rav holds when you sell the ayin ra moicher, and therefore you mishayin liyatsmoi. Do you have the right to use the same way your father used it? You have a right to walk through the property. You have a right to leave the windows there. You have a right to leave your ladder on the other ones. Sasta Machlekes Rav and Rav Nachman. Smur says now, Rav Yishlin, Trich, we need both Machlekes in. Di Yashminim, you have to both say the locha both times. Di Yashminim Behi, Di Kama Rav, Mishram Diom Le Bina Lemedid Bey, Kiecha the Dor Bey Avua. Maybe Rav only said it by Achin that divide up the father's Yerusha. Because the two brothers have a right to say now, we want to live here the same way our father lived also. Just like our father had a right to walk through the fields to get to the inside. He had his windows open. He had the ladder there. We also want to have the same way. Tedar, bring your proof. The Siddhapasa says, Tachas avasech yibanecho. The children should be just like the fathers. Abba behor, but in our case, Eimod lele Shmuel. Maybe Rav will hold like Shmuel. And the yet, my behold, I have come, my shmuel, I'm going, my little rab, tricha. Yes, my kids said, two different machlekes in here. Ba'ach and shecholku, it's a new machlekes by itself. Therefore, we have to have the machlekes both places. But all Malay Rab Nachman, the Rav Huna, hilchos sakavosin. Or hilchos sakavosin, who do we pass in like? Like us or like them? All Malay said, hilchos sakavosin, who? The loch is like them, the mekarviso, lebova, the reisha, gelusa, the shchichadaini. because they're close to what? To the Reish Kalusa, that the Shechich Tiyonim over there. So what they're saying, Taker is right. Rambam says, Hilchos Kavosin, the Mekarvim what? Reish Kalusa, the Rav Nachman, Chosin, the Reinasi Hevi. Rav Nachman was the Chosin, was the son-in-law of the Reinasi. For Rogel, the Mokam of the Yonim, the Shechich of the Yonim, Verua, Meisim, Mechol Yoyim, Herdaini. The kids of Rav Nachman saw more Psakim, saw more Din Torah. Therefore, Rav Nachman says, that's Taker Halacha. Smell will hold more like Rav Nachman like a Paskin, Halacha, Kedivrik, Halacha, Kedivrik, come in. Nachman is the one that says what? Amish Shul Achaz Chokiyah. Nachman is the one that says Fakir, that they sell it behind Yofa, who Meicher, and therefore they don't have a right to use one over the other. All right, stop here. Yehud Nassam Chayyam Rala. Again, last Gemara again was, we had here a shout about why exactly Machloikis was. Some more came out of Hilchus Siddiq, a Basad Magdahitu, the Maghuz Lavabu, the Reisha, the Lusa, the Shkikha, the Yon. Yeah. Look like was Rav Nachman, yeah. Now, if you learn like this, Shnei Batim Zu Lefne Mizu. There are two houses, one inside the other, Zu Lefne Mizu. Now, Shneihem Bemecher, both of them sold it. Shneihem Bemecher. Or else, Shneihem Bematona. They were both given away for a present. So, Shvam says it means, Zelefnim Izu, or Drishas HaPnimi Alachitzen L'Shus Rabim. The one living on the outside, the one living on the inside, has to go through the outside house to go out to L'Shus Rabim. Now, Shneihem Bemecher. The one only in the inside and the one only in the outside, they both sold it together to two different people. They both gave it away to two different people for a present. The Shnei B'nei Yodim. So it says, Ein lehem derech ze al ze. One does not have a right to use the derech, one from the other. That says it means, Ein le derech le pnimi alachitzen. The one that receives the inside house does not have automatically the right to walk through the outside house. Because just like the one that owned the inside, when he sold it with a good heart, like he sold the whole thing. So the one living on the outside, Tzadikah gave him, he gave up his rights. It is lechitza nami b'ayin yofa, yoyiv. The one living on the outside also sold it via in Yofa. Vizoven, and he sold the rights. Flemikra Yayin Ra, Afil Rabbonin. Yeah. So therefore, that they sold it, they gave away completely the rights. And therefore, the one on the inside now has no right to walk through the outside house unless he buys the Rishus, he has to get permission from him. So that's the loch of Ein Lehem Derech Zeazir. Now, Kol Shechein for sure, Chitzen B'matono. Let's say the outside house was given away for present. Opinimi b'mecher, and the inside house was sold. So then for sure the same thing would be, that since he sold the inside one, he sold it b'yayin yofir, and therefore the one that receives it now like does not have the right to walk through the outside. So Shbam says, v'chol shchein chitzim ha-matona, devadai lo tiyye ein of yofir, eitzel lo keyach, for Ra eats of a Kabbalah Matona. For sure, we're not going to say he's nice to somebody that he sells it to, and somebody that he gives it to a present, he's not so nice. So, Lohu Diyoyev Leladidei Rochem Le. Because somebody giving a present, for sure you're going to be nice to. So, therefore, if you gave the outside one away for a present, for sure when you gave away the outside, you gave him the complete rights to the outside house. Therefore, the one that gets the inside house does not have the right to walk anymore through the outside apartment. He'll have to buy the rishus to go through the outside apartment. That's called koshchein chitzim b'matzono plimi b'mecher. What about the opposite way? Let's say chitzim b'mecher. Again, first there are these two houses, one inside the other, belonging to two people, and both of them now sell it to somebody else. Now what's going to be your chitzim? The one that owns the outside house, b'mecher. He sold his outside house to somebody else. Opinimi b'matona, the one that owned the inside house gave it away for a present. What's going to be in this case? So maybe the one that sells it like b'yayin ra, he does not give away, he does not sell him the derech for the inside one to go through. And therefore, since the inside one got a b'teras matono, maybe the one now living in the inside has the right to go through the outer property to go out to Rishus Rabim. So what's the halacha in this case? So sov eminei ein lehen derech ze'alzer. We thought to say no, still the inside one has no right to go through, because we say in both cases it's b'ayin yofer, that the one that got the outside one received it b'ayin yofer, he has all the rights to the outside house, and therefore the one on the inside has no right to walk through there. But the verse says yishino v'loy, it's not true. Milay tanan, didn't we learn before that b'ne d'vor mamurim, when was it said that we say b'ayin yofer hu meicher, b'ne d'vor mamurim b'meicher, when you're selling it. Avol b'noisein matone, noisein es kulon. When he gives something away for present, he give away everything. Let's pronounce it like this. B'ne d'vor mamurim, the pligi rabbonin, where the rabbonin argue. V'yamrin, they say, tzoruch lakech ligach derech, that lakech has to buy his own road. Avo Meicher, like Sorech Mishum Debayin Ro Meicher, when the Rabbanim said that, Svara Hani Mili Meicher, only when it was sold. Avo Benoisen Matona, but if somebody gives something away for a present, Moide, the Rabbanim agree, Debayin Yofi Yoyev, when you give somebody a present, you mean to give it with a nice eye. Vyayin Yofi Yoyev, Vyoyev Gama Tederech, and therefore you gave them away their path to go through. Salma, what do we see? Rabbonin this Sviralu Meicher, B'yayin Ra Meicher, even the Rabbonin that hold, when you sell something, you sell it B'yayin Ra, means you only want to give away as least as possible, you want to keep what you can keep back, still, Gabi Noisein, Moide Divayin Yofa Noisein, but when you give it away for present, you give away completely. Therefore, V'hilchoch, here also Hocho, Loi mi boi the rabbonim the yesh lepanimi al achitzoin the gabachitzin shemoch lehevi'ain loi hevi'ain ra. According to the rabbonim, it's for sure. According to the rabbonim, when you first sold the house to the outside one, you sold it b'ayin ra. That means you did not give him the derech of the inside one to walk through it. Therefore, when you sold the outside house to a new owner, that new owner owns the outside house, but he cannot stop the one from the inside walking through. Because when you sell b'yayin ra. Now the one that got the inside got it through a matana. There we say you noisim b'yayin toiv. So for sure the one that lives inside now has the right to walk through. That's according to the Rabbonin. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it'll also be the same svara. That the mice of the one that gets a matana, it's more of an ayin toiv than the one that gets it through mechira. Therefore, here the inside one that received his b'teras matana would be able to walk through the outside house. So what do we see from over here? Alma, we see, man diyoyev matana b'yayin yofi yoyev. Somebody that gives away a present gives it away with a nice eye. He gives away as much as possible. So achinam here also, man diyoyev matana b'yayin yofi yoyev. He gave it to him with a nice eye. So therefore, the person that received the inside house received the b'teras matana. The one that received the outside house bought it, was the mechira. So therefore, when you sold the outside one, you did not sell him the rights for the inside one walking through the path. Rather, who received the rights to walk through? The inside one that received the b'teras matana. Therefore, in this case, he has the right to walk through. Now the Mishnah says, ha-mechir es habayis, if you sell a house, so mochir es adelis. And a stam sale, when you sell a house, included in the house is the door. You also need to sell the door, minastam, the door is included. But not the key. You do not mean to sell the key also. I don't know if it's like our key now. It's a key that's also part of the door. That you do not mean to sell along. Rashbam says why? Esadelis means the chola amachub la karka hareyaka karka. The delis, the door that's attached to the karka, that's called like karka, that's called part of the house. That's part of the sale. Since the key you move around, that's not included in the sale. What about mocher es amachteshes? But you sell yishino to machteshes akvua. You sell a house, so you also mean to sell the grinder that's kavua, that's stationary. Rashbam says the karka. If it's attached to the ground, that's also included in the sale. Avoloyes amachteshes. If you have another grinder in the house, that's movable, that's not included in the sale. Mocher Esar Srubil, Avoloy Esakilis. In the sale is Yisrubil, Rashbam says,